Welcome back, fam. In this advanced lesson, we're building a dubwise effects chain arrangement in Ableton Live 12 for that old school jungle, rollers, dark DNB, DJ tool energy. So think less random spray and pray effects and more intentional system smashing movement. The kind of echoes that answer the drums, filters that open on phrase points, and resampled atmospheres that make a simple loop feel like a proper record. The big idea here is that effects in drum and bass are not decoration. They're arrangement tools. They help you shape tension across 16-bar and 32-bar sections, create call and response with the break, and make a tune feel alive even when the music is minimal. So we're going to build a setup where the kick, snare, and sub stay strong, while the dub throws and atmos live around them and never get in the way. Start by setting your project to 174 BPM. That's the classic zone for jungle and DNB, and it gives you that fast, urgent energy while still leaving enough space for groove. As you build, keep your master with healthy headroom. I want you thinking around minus 6 dB peaks while sketching, because once the FX starts stacking up, headroom disappears fast. Create a clean track layout first. You want a drums break track, a drum hits or top loop track, a sub bass track, a res or mid bass track, 3 FX return tracks, and a resample audio track. Put dub delay on one return, wash reverb on another, and distortion or crush on the third. This separation matters a lot. In DNB, if you bake all your effects into the same track as the drums or bass, you lose punch, and the whole thing starts smearing. Separate returns give you control, clarity, and that proper dubwise workflow. Now build the drum break foundation. Load a classic break, or program one with drum rack if you're working from one shots. You want a kick with a fast transient, a snare with a sharp crack, and some body, plus hats and shakers to keep the roll moving. For that jungle feel, add ghost notes and micro edits. Slice the break into small regions, even 1/16 or 1/32 if needed, and nudge a few hits slightly late to get that human push-pull. Also, don't be afraid to mute a kick ghost right before the snare. That tiny pocket of space can make the snare feel much bigger. Then bring in the groove pool with a subtle swing. Around 54-58% is a good starting zone, depending on the break. You want motion, not cartoon bounce. The snare still needs to feel locked, but the hats and ghost notes should breathe a little. Put an auto filter after the break and start shaping the intro. Use a low pass filter, maybe LP24, and automate the cutoff from murky up to bright. Start down around 200 HE and open it gradually toward full range, or at least much higher by the time the phrase develops. A bit of resonance, maybe 10-20%. Helps the filter speak more musically. This is a classic old-school move. The break starts buried, then opens up and reveals itself. Before we get carried away with effects, establish the low end properly. On sub-bass, use operator or a clean analog patch with a sine-based tone. Keep it mono, keep it simple, and keep it stable. Short attack, medium decay if you want a pluck, or full sustain if you're aiming for rollers. The sub is the foundation, so don't widen it, don't crush it, and don't clutter it with unnecessary processing. For the res or mid-bass, build a wider, more animated layer with wave-eatable or analog. Two detune saws, or a saw plus square blend, works great. Add a little unison or detune, then high-pass it somewhere around 90-140 HC so it stays out of the sub's way. A touch of saturator, maybe 2-6 dB of drive, gives it attitude. Then use a Q8 or auto filter to smooth harsh upper mids. This is where you can get movement and menace without wrecking the low-end discipline. Now let's build the heart of the dubwise chain, the delay return. On FX return A, load echo. This is your main throw machine. Start with a rhythmic time like 3/16 or a dotted 1/8, feedback around 35-55%, and then filter it aggressively. High pass somewhere around 250-400 HC, low pass around 4-8 KHC. Dry/wet should be fully wet on the return. After echo, put a Q8 to clean up any low-end junk and tame harsh resonances. The key is that the delay should feel musical, not messy. Here is the important part. Automate feedback in short bursts. Don't leave it permanently high. Push it up to 65-75% on a selected snare hit or break chop, then pull it back quickly. That bloom and retract motion is pure dub language. It says something, then gets out of the way. Since there are accents, break chops, vocal tags, and short synth stabs into it. That's your call and response vocabulary. Next, build the reverb return. On FX return B, use hybrid reverb or standard reverb if you want a simpler setup. Keep it controlled and dark. Pre-delay around 20-40 milliseconds, decay somewhere between 1.2 and 2.8 seconds, low cut around 250 to 500 Hz, and high cut around 5 to 9 kHz. Again, fully wet on the return. If the wash starts swallowing the groove, add a compressor sidechain to the kick or snare so it ducks slightly and breathes with the rhythm. Use this return for atmosphere tails, snare punctuation, breakdown space, and transition moments. In DNB, reverb should feel like depth behind the rhythm, not a fog machine over the whole track. Keep the drum transients clear, and the drop will feel harder. Now for the dirt. On FX return C, build a parallel crush chain with drum bus, saturator, and maybe a little redux if you want digital grit. Drive on drum bus can sit around 5 to 15%, saturator drive around 3 to 8 dB, and redux should be used carefully, so you're adding texture rather than destroying the sound. Send break chops, snare ghosts, or short re-stabs into this return for short bursts. This is where you can push the tune into more aggressive territory while still keeping it dubwise. At this stage, the key coach note is this: treat the FX chain like a foreground performance layer, not a constant ambience. The strongest moment is when the effect appears, delivers the message, and then leaves the room. If your arrangement starts feeling too busy, reduce the FX before touching the drums. The groove should still survive if the effects are bypassed. Now we move into one of the most powerful advanced workflows, resampling. Create the resample audio track and set its input to resampling. Arm it, then perform a few passes of your send automation. Capture moments like a snare hit with rising feedback, a break chop with filter sweeps and echo tails, or a bass stab that gets filtered and stretched into a transition. Don't try to think of resampling as just printing. Think of it as capturing performance. Once you've recorded those moments, slice them into useful pieces. Pull out one-shot tails, reversed swells, stutters, and transitional hits. This is huge for jungle and old-school DNB, because a lot of the movement in those records feels like sound design being performed into the arrangement. When you resample the best moments, you turn them into musical phrases you can place exactly where you need them. Now arrange the tune like a DJ tool, not like a demo loop. Work in 8, 16, and 32-bar blocks. A strong template might be 1 to 16 bars as a filtered break intro with delay teases and minimal bass. Then 17 to 32 bars. Bring in the bass gradually and start increasing the echo throws. By the drop, you want the full break, sub, and res working together, with FX used more selectively. Later, use a switch-up section with halftime space or chopped break edits, then finish with an outro that strips the sub and leaves enough room for mixing. Your automation should hit phrase points. That means echo feedback, echo filter cutoff, break filter cutoff, send amounts to delay, reverb, and crush, and bass filter movement all need to make sense musically. One of the best moves here is a 2-bar echo throw into the final snare before a drop, followed by a tiny gap, where the dry drums cut for a split second. That little pocket of silence makes the return of the full groove feel massive. This is where the answer space idea comes in. Let a snare, stab, or vocal tag trigger the dub event, then leave room after it. Don't fill every gap. The echo sounds better when it has somewhere to go. And if you want the arrangement to feel more intentional, build a clean version and a dirty version of the same section, so you can compare whether the effects are adding energy or just adding clutter. For transitions, focus on tension and release every 8 or 16 bars. Mute the sub for half a bar before a drop, then slam it back in. Use a razor made from resampled delay feedback. Automate a low-pass filter on the break into the drop. Add a 1-bar fill with a little more reverb on the last snare. Even a short silence can be a huge arrangement move in this style. The goal is that each section feels mixable, but also alive. Now let's talk final mix discipline. Check the sub in utility and keep it mono. Narrow any wide bass layers if they start stepping on the center. Listen in mono to catch phase issues. Use EQ8 on your delay and reverb returns to remove unnecessary low end, and tame harshness in the 3 to 6 kHz range if needed. In DNB, clarity wins. A few well-timed dub throws are much more effective than constant FX saturation. Also, keep a close ear on the kick and snare balance. The FX should enhance the groove, not blur it. If the tune feels crowded, pull back the send levels before adding more processing. And remember the old school rule: the drums and low end are king. Everything else is there to frame them. If you want a quick practice move, build a 16-bar DJ tool passage at 174 BPM. Program a break, add a sub note on the root, place a simple re-stab every 2 bars, create your 3 returns. Automate one snare hit every 4 bars into the delay with rising feedback, then resample the most interesting tubar moment. Slice that into a tail, a reverse, and a fill, and arrange those into a clean intro to drop transition. If that works, you're already thinking like an advanced DNB arranger. And for the homework challenge, build a 64-bar DJ tool arrangement using only stock devices. Start with a break, sub, and one mid-bass layer. Make at least 3 FX returns with clearly different behavior. Include 2 resampled FX clips back in the arrangement. Create one moment where the delay throw becomes the main event, another where the drums stay dry but the background space widens, and another where the FX are reduced so the groove hits harder by comparison. Finish with a clean mix out that a DJ could realistically use. Before you move on, ask yourself 3 questions for every 16-bar block. What is the main rhythmic idea here? What is the FX response? And what is being left out on purpose? If you can answer those clearly, your arrangement will feel far more intentional, far more musical, and way closer to a real jungle and DNB tool record. All right, that's the Dubwise Masterclass. Build the spaces, automate with intention, resample the magic, and let the echo speak.